This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts. Hi. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
1 week away from opening day. 15 hours away from the start of spring. And possibly another 2.5 months away from Aaron Rodgers making a decision. How we doing today? Evan and Tiki on the fan. We got a lot to get to. The NFL is mulling some rule changes. We bring back an old Evan and Tiki game called New Team Who Dis. That returns later on in the show. But as an Aaron Rodgers-ologist, I have a spoiler alert for everybody in the audience, and certainly for you, Tiki, and for the whole crew. Welcome back, Sean. I'm going to tell you two reports that came out today about Aaron Rodgers, if you haven't heard it, and then I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. There's a spoiler alert. First of all, Diana Russini on the Aaron Rodgers situation. The Vikings have strongly considered and will continue to monitor Aaron Rodgers as an option, but they're not ready to commit at this point in the offseason. They understand this could lead to him signing elsewhere or retiring. J.J. McCarthy's spring will be key. Adam Schefter tweets, nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent quarterback is still, quote, in no rush at all. So here's what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm afraid I got some bad news. Aaron Rodgers is not signing today. He's not signing tomorrow. He's not signing next week. He's not signing the week after that. Aaron Rodgers, and I get why he's doing this, is going to put his feet up and he's going to wait. He's going to wait for potentially the Minnesota Vikings to say, screw it, we're going to sign you. He's going to wait for either the Giants or the Steelers to offer even more money. Or how about this one? He's going to wait for a major quarterback to go down with injury.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has no rush to sign, and Aaron Rodgers is going to wait, and he's okay with the New York Giants or the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I believe in the Giants.
Saying, hey, we're going to move on. But what we need to decide as New Yorkers, and for you guys, certainly as Giant fans, is are you willing to wait even longer? Because I don't think he's signing anytime soon.
No, I don't think he is either. And we kind of came to this realization last week. I forgot why we were talking about it. Maybe because of the Kirk Cousins deal and realizing how much control Aaron Rodgers actually has over all of these teams that are pining for him, actively and openly pining for him. And since there are multiple of them, it's really easy for him to just say, I'm going to chill. It's not ideal. It's not where I want to be. I don't know if you can win, Giants. I don't know if you can ultimately win, Steelers, or if it's the right situation for me, or if you're not offering enough money, which I think is actually the case, because I think the Giants are ones leading in the clubhouse, and the Minnesota Vikings, like, what do you want me to do, right? And so I think that Aaron Rodgers has all the control here, which is why if I'm the Giants, I have to be like the Minnesota Vikings. I have to publicly say, yeah, we're still interested, but we're moving on from Aaron Rodgers. And I've been thinking about this a lot. Like, I'm thinking about what John Mara said at the end of the season, which is, I better feel a lot better at this time next year than I do right now, because it was a horrible feeling finishing 3-14 and looking inept and getting destroyed in some of these games. And I think most importantly, not having a plan at quarterback. Mm. And that's what it felt like at the end of the year for the Giants. What's the plan? And going into the offseason, it still was, what's the plan? And so if the Giants decide, like the Minnesota Vikings, we are going to kick Aaron Rodgers' pursuit down the line, maybe if it happens, it happens, and we're going to focus on a young quarterback, like the Vikings are doing with J.J. McCarthy, and the Giants say they're doing it with Cam Ward, or let's say even Shedeur Sanders, I would be, I think, more satisfied as a Giant fan than I am right now waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Because, look, who knows what a rookie quarterback's going to do? He may not help you win. We've seen examples of this happening in the last couple of years. Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, we can name some of those. Most of them don't, but the last thing you need is to be beholden to a mercurial player like Aaron Rodgers.
They don't need to be. Like,
yes,
the way this was always going to work out in my mind, dating back to when I first brought this up in January, was you, as in the Giants, being in a position of power.
Yes.
And being honest with Aaron and saying, hey, the situation is very different than the Jets, and here's the way things are going to go.
And I bet they were, by the way.
Maybe.
And that's probably why he's not so eager to rush in and sign with the New York Giants.
I totally get it. Like, I get why Aaron Rodgers wouldn't sign with the New York Giants, and I totally get why he should wait, because the reality is this. How many times over the course of an NFL season in the past, I remember this a lot with Brett Favre back in the day, like right after Brett retired, even over the last couple of years with Tom Brady, would a guy get hurt in the NFL on a good team, and we would openly speculate, I wonder if Brady would come out of retirement for this. I wonder if Favre would come out of retirement for this.
This happened 2 years ago,
right?
Because when I was in the booth with Matt Ryan. I mean, how many of
Matt
those?
Matt Ryan.
How many of those? Maybe Matt Ryan is in conversation.
Yes.
Like, he's not playing anymore.
But it's always an idea because someone's going to get hurt.
Yes.
Someone's going to get hurt. So if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I want to win a championship, and I also love looking at myself in the mirror, and I love when people talk about me, Aaron Rodgers can downplay it all he wants. He loves this attention. He loves the fact that Sports Talk Radio in New York is talking about him.
Yep.
He loves the fact that ESPN is talking about him. He loves the fact that Fox in the Morning with Craig is talking about him. He loves the fact that everything's being talked about. As soon as he signs, the story kind of goes away. So Aaron gets a couple of great things by waiting. A, he continues to get talked about. Mm-hmm. And then B, you wait for an even better situation. I'm going to knock on wood because I don't root for injury. What if Justin Herbert got hurt early in training camp with the Chargers? What if Josh Allen got hurt early in training camp with the Buffalo Bills?
Mm-hmm.
What if Patrick Mahomes got hurt early in training camp with Kansas City? I got an even sexier one. What if Jordan Love got hurt early in Packer camp?
Mm-hmm.
It creates...
There's no chance he's going there.
It creates all these extra possibilities for Aaron Rodgers, and that's why. I know why the Giants want this done today. I know why the Steelers want this done today. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, you can literally wait for an even better opportunity. And by the way, the Vikings are a part of this.
Right.
Because J.J. McCarthy is a young player coming off a major injury. It's not even J.J. McCarthy stinks in the spring. It's, hey, we're concerned about J.J.'s health in the spring. And then all of a sudden, the Vikings say, we want Aaron Rodgers. So knowing all of that, that's where the Giant fan has to say, all right, how much longer am I willing to wait? Because yesterday when we talked about this, I was more on the line of, you can wait longer. But the more I think about what Rodgers could do and reports from Adam Schefter that he's in no rush leads me to think he could take this into June.
Yeah.
He really could.
Yeah, you can't wait. Yeah, you have to be able
to. So when's the drop dead date? Is it now or is it the draft or is it sometime before
that? I mean, clearly it's the draft because by the draft, you've made almost all of your roster decisions. Because we remember this from 2 years ago when the Jets kind of got hamstrung in roster building because they had to wait for the financial side of the Aaron Rodgers situation to work itself out, right? And so they didn't do a couple extra moves. Who knows if it would have made any difference, but ultimately when he got hurt, it killed their season. But like when you're delaying your roster build for, I don't know, weeks upon weeks, you just hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Because good players are going to leave. And like especially now where you're you're judging talent on the margins, right? You're not getting the superstar, even though there are a couple of those guys that probably are impact players still out there. It's like you really got to be smart with who you bring in. And so if you're starting to pick from the bottom of the barrel, you're not helping yourself.
You want to hear something hilarious? 6 days ago, Sean Morash went on vacation and was scared that the Giants would sign a quarterback while he was away. How'd that go for you, Sean?
I cannot believe we're here. I can't believe we're here. It's like I went through a different dimension. I'm here and there's still no quarterback on his freaking roster.
Are you ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers?
I am so out. And the Giants right now are reminding me of me in 9th and 10th grade. They're being friend-zoned, bro. He don't want us. He does not want you. Move on before you embarrass yourself further. I don't know deep down how the meetings went with Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, or Joe Flacco, but I know those guys took meetings with the Giants, yeah. So at least there was some semblance of interest. For Aaron Rodgers, and we all admitted this, might be the best option out of all of them, but this team and this organization is in no freaking place right now to sit and wait and not have a veteran on this roster when, oh, by the way, they control zero of their destiny at the moment in the draft, picking third overall. This is now becoming an embarrassing moment. Look, if you sign Joe Flacco, that shouldn't prohibit you down the line from signing Rodgers if he chooses it. You need somebody in place now. Move right. the hell
well,
on. You're being friend zone.
The reality is, if you sign Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers comes around, you can just cut Joe Flacco.
That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
But you can't afford for Joe Flacco to go sign with whoever or Jameis. Like, eventually, all these seats run out. You can't have Tommy DeVito be the only veteran on this
so
team.
So you are out. You're ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Now, Tommy has expressed, and I get it, a willingness to wait. My question to you, though, bro, is when is the moment where you say, I've waited long enough? Because I'm throwing out a theory that I believe is based on knowing Aaron Rodgers, and not personally, just being an Aaron Rodgersologist, that he literally could take this into the summer. It is an absolute possibility. So knowing that's a possibility, when is the moment that you, Tommy Lugauer, is willing to say, all right, I've waited long enough, I got to move on?
Let's say late July for me.
Late July?
Right around the baseball All-Star break.
You can't do that, though.
Why not?
Are you kidding? Because if you're bringing him in to tutor a young quarterback, okay, which is, I think, what we all agree he would be a part of doing,
yeah,
you don't you want him around? I mean, you guys made such a big deal of him missing minicamps with the Jets. Now you're talking about him not even being on the roster until after training camp starts.
Hold on. He missed the mandatory minicamp
okay.
with the Jets.
That's fine.
He made every other one.
No, you're right. You're right.
It's the mandatory one.
You're right. I'm trying to make it sound worse than it is because the idea that you'd be willing to wait till late July after you guys had issues about him missing one mandatory or two mandatory days, right, that feels very contradictory. And even worse, because there's a young player involved, which there wasn't with the Jets. It was just Aaron Rodgers.
Wait a minute. I had a tutor back in the day for math. I only met with her like once a week. How long does Aaron Rodgers have to sit with a rookie quarterback? Every single day he's got to tutor this kid?
I think it's mostly by osmosis.
Exactly.
Just watching how he goes about his business.
And by the way, Joe Flacco will be waiting in late July. Where is Joe Flacco signing?
It's
Nobody's
not,
signing this guy.
So to me, it's not about Joe Flacco. It's about the young quarterback. Because the way I've always envisioned this with Aaron is that if you bring him in, really any veteran quarterback, you're still drafting somebody. Whether it's third overall or it's in the second round, you're drafting a young quarterback. And in that situation, Aaron Rodgers needs to be a part of not just learning this offense and learning Malik Nabers and learning a new offense that he's not controlling. This is the Brian Daboll offense. So not only does he need to be a part of that, he needs to be a part of grooming a young player. So to me, late July is lunacy. Like, I'm willing to wait. I'm more on your side. But I would put a drop-dead date of about April 10th.
Yeah.
Like, I would have it maybe a week or two before the draft where I'd say, all right, bro, I have to move on. And it's not because of the veterans. It's not because I'm afraid I'm losing Joe Flacco or Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. It's that eventually I'm going to need him in my organization to not only prepare for this upcoming season, but to work with a young player. And to throw that out and say you're willing to wait till August, the only teams that should be willing to wait till August are the teams that are truly a quarterback away. The Giants aren't. A part of Aaron Rodgers is that he's a bridge to the future. You can't wait that long.
Yeah.
So to me, it's mid-April. I'm willing to wait longer, but not past that.
I think one of the things that's happening, though, is that Aaron Rodgers is trying to figure out what that means for him. what you just said, that he is not fully but partially being marginalized as a, quote, bridge to the future. Not a come save us, we're going to win because of you, you're going to be a hero. Now, he could be all of that, but that's not what people are talking about. Like, I honestly think the Giants were honest with him about what the plan was.
They should be.
Just like they were with Russell Wilson a year ago, and maybe that cost them getting Russell Wilson as a backup, you know, to Daniel Jones a year ago, as we've talked about multiple times. So I believe the Giants are the Giants. Joe Shane and Dave's are going to just tell you like it is.
As they should.
Maybe they don't do that with the media because he's more Belichick than he is anybody else. But I think in person, Dave's is as honest as it can be.
And that's what they have to be with Aaron Rodgers, because the only way this Rodgers thing ever made sense when we talked about it months ago was him understanding the deal. He's not a savior here. This isn't the Jets all over again. This is a different situation. And if Aaron Rodgers isn't willing to do it, fine. Then go get a different veteran.
Right.
I mean, Russell Wilson may not be as good, but he can serve the same purpose of giving you a better chance of winning games now while developing somebody for the future. If Aaron Rodgers isn't on board with that, then the Giants should be out immediately.
And he probably isn't on board with
that. Well, then why are they still in on him?
I don't know.
Or it only made sense if he was on board with the plan. If he's not on board with the plan, then you got to tell him to go scratch.
This might actually be going on. We haven't heard from the Giants. We haven't heard anything. Like, we've heard from the Steelers that they finally got back in contact with Aaron Rodgers, and he's delaying, and whatever it is what it is. But there's nothing leaking about Aaron Rodgers and the Giants. Mm.
And maybe that's the Giants being scared about leaks, that Aaron Rodgers warned them. He wants everything to be very secret and, tight-lipped.
Maybe. I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I think there are certain, quirks to Aaron Rodgers that you have to be sensitive to. But at the end of the day, the organization, that is the Giants organization, they have to take control of this because it's going to cost their head coach and potentially their general manager this job. So they have to be proactive.
This only made sense. Only made sense if Aaron Rodgers was on board. He's not on board. Or if he's not on board, then you have to move on. We'll get your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. How long or how much longer, if you're still willing to wait, the way Tommy is, the way some people are, how much longer can you wait on Aaron Rodgers? We'll get to your calls. Not that Aaron Rodgers should give a rat's ass. But besides annoying fans of the Giants and the Steelers, he's kind of screwing Russell Wilson.
So true.
Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Now, he's not the same guy he used to be. We all get it. But he's clearly a better option at the position, in my opinion, than a guy like Jameis Winston or a guy like Joe Flacco. And it's very possible that the Giants and the Steelers are saying to Russell Wilson, yeah, we like you, but we got to wait on Aaron Rodgers. Right,
thanks for coming to visit. We'll talk. We'll give you a call.
Right.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
So the longer Aaron puts off his decision, and he has every right to wait as long as he wants. It's about him, not everybody else. It kind of hoses a guy like Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part of this, too. I think communication is really, really important. I think that the Giants need to be kind of aware of what's going through the minds of Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Because if both of those guys are willing, because Russ may not have an offer from Pittsburgh or New York, but he probably does from Cleveland.
Yes.
If Russell Wilson says, I'm not doing this anymore, I'm going to sign, there needs to be communication, I think, between the Giants and their party to know, okay, should we pivot off of Rodgers because we really don't want to lose our backup plan.
Right.
And we're not willing to sit here and wait till April, May, June, or dare I say July.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the challenge is what's it going to cost you? And we keep talking about this, but I mean, I'm just looking at the free agent list for quarterbacks. It's just not that enticing at this point. And so it's going to get worse as the weeks go on.
It's only going to get worse if guys are willing to come off the board. A guy like Russell Wilson and even Jameis Winston may literally wait. They may say, you know what? I'm going to wait until Rodgers decides because the benefits of the team that misses out on him will benefit me. Now, the other name that we have not talked a lot about over the last few weeks, his name was more prominent early in free agency or before free agency started because there was an assumption that this man was going to be cut and he was going to be available, is Kirk Cousins.
Right.
But Kirk Cousins was not cut. He was given a roster bonus as he's still a member of the Atlanta Falcons. And as of right now, the Falcons are only going to move off of Kirk Cousins is if they trade him.
Yes.
And apparently they've gotten offers and are asking for a third-round pick. I don't know how you feel about this. I cannot give up a third-round pick for Kirk Cousins.
Well,
I can't do it.
It just it feels high for a guy that you don't know. One, if he's going to be healthy. He came off the Achilles just like Aaron Rodgers did. And partway through last season, he had a shoulder injury, which led to him throwing basically, I don't know how many interceptions he threw, but an interception a game, sometimes multiple interceptions in games. And so he feels compromised, even though that's probably not fair to the one bad season that he had over the last few. Because he was really good in Minnesota 2 years ago, and then he got hurt with the Achilles. And the year before that, he was really good in Minnesota. And he's had such consistency, the last thing you want to do is judge him off a bad season coming off an Achilles. But with that being said, you're giving up a third-round pick.
That's my problem,
and probably another pick.
Yes.
And then you're also saddled with his contract, which is $40 million a year. Now, I don't know exactly what those numbers are at post-trade, but it's just there's a lot going on with Kirk Cousins that make it more complicated than sure thing. Let's just trade him and get him.
You mentioned the pick. Like, part of the appeal of Rodgers and Russell Wilson is you got a chance to get a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, even if they're past their prime, without giving up anything.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to give up anything.
They're free agents.
Exactly.
And a third-round pick, Ev?
Yes.
Well, the good thing for the Giants is that they have two.
Right.
I don't care if you have 12.
No.
Kirk Cousins?
But, Evan, hold on. Because I did this research. You might have heard of a podcast called One Giant Step.
Yeah. You haven't updated in a week.
Oh, well, first of all, tomorrow morning's a big one.
Okay.
The Giants earned this 99th pick in the draft. Okay, this compensatory pick.
Yes.
And we're all going nuts about it. I think it's better value is in a trade for Kirk Cousins. Evan, if you go down the list, and I've done this, you have to basically go back to Keith Hamilton before you find a player worth a damn selected at 99th overall.
That's horrible thinking.
That's a pretty damn good track record, Evan, of 20 years of nobody panning out around that section of a pick.
Let me give you an example. So I'm walking through the studios of WFAN, and this would be impossible because Mike doesn't work here, and Boomer's been out of the office for 5 hours now. If I'm walking around the building and I find a $100 bill, I just find it. Like, literally, I found the $100 bill. Your attitude would be, oh, I must spend it now because I got something cool. No, you save it. If you're the New York Giants and you are literally looking for a bridge quarterback, like, I think we all agree on that. I'm not giving up my $100 bill I just found to get a bridge quarterback who, by the way, is probably not as good as the guys I don't have to give up a $100 bill for. And your reasoning is, listen, here's the reasoning Sean has. Well, the last few times I spent $100, I got crap for it.
No.
So I may as well just throw it out.
All I'm saying is there are times in life we overvalue, and I think this is in every sport, draft picks. I would not give up first-round picks, second-round picks. I think once you start talking about third-round picks and on, if you know you're getting something locked in, which, by the way, Kirk Cousins would be a veteran they need locked in to cover that position, to me that is way more valuable than, with all due respect, the 15% chance you hit on an automatic starter with the third round.
Would you grade a third-round pick for Kirk Cousins, Teague? There's no way you're on this guy's
probably
side.
Probably not.
Thank you.
Simply because it seems too high.
Yes.
Especially for a guy that they don't necessarily want. Look, I know that they may be sold fully on their, why am I forgetting his name? Michael Penix. They might be sold on Michael Penix, but what happens if he gets hurt?
Mm.
They have designs to win right away. That's what Raheem Moore said when he first came in, is that we want to win now. We're not rebuilding this thing. We're not stripping this thing down. He basically said the reason we weren't better than we were under Arthur Smith, meaning the Falcons weren't, is that their quarterback play was abysmal.
Mm.
And so we're going to fix our quarterback situation. So they go get Kirk Cousins, he's coming off an injury, and they draft Michael Penix in the first round. So clearly they addressed what they believe is their biggest need. Everything else to them feels right. So why would they punt a season saying, hey, man, what if the rookie doesn't have it, then so what? Right? They need Kirk Cousins, but I don't think they want Kirk Cousins for $40 million.
Yeah, I mean, the money is out. It's crazy.
Right.
They're going to have the highest paid backup in the history of football.
Because think about what we're saying about all these other teams, whether it's the Steelers wanting a vet and then a young player, whether it's the Giants, a vet, young player. The Falcons have that.
Yeah.
It's just the money's jacked.
It's just very expensive. Yeah,
the money is jacked up a little bit, but at least they have that exact situation.
Let's get your calls, 888-808-1019. Bob is in Deer Park. What's going on, Bob? My screen isn't working, so I don't know if you need to cue it up. But
hello?
Oh, there he is. What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob?
Yeah, just two quick points. The first is I wanted to thank Tiki as a lifelong Giant fan for all his hard work that he did.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
The second is the only reason I want to get Rodgers is because I think the Jets jinx is going to work in reverse, and he's going to come to the Giants, and he's going to do outstanding, and he's going to take us right to the playoffs.
Oh, come on. I mean, the reverse jinx of Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. The Jets suck.
Well, I respect the thought. I do.
That's interesting.
And you know who really agrees with him?
Who?
There is somebody who agrees with him, though he hasn't said it. It's Tommy. Tommy Lugauer. I've studied Tommy because Tommy's an interesting cat. Very interesting cat. Let me give you my evaluation of you, and then obviously you can say you're right, Evan, or Evan's an idiot.
Okay.
Tommy hated Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Very critical of Aaron Rodgers. Some of it fair, by the way. Some of it a little bit over the top. I propose in early January, hey, Aaron Rodgers would make sense as the Giants bridge quarterback. Everyone had an opinion on it, but Tommy was the most adamant in which he said, anybody but Rodgers. Then the Jets move on from Aaron Rodgers, and I think Tommy has the same view as our last caller, Bob, where he thinks to himself, huh, the Jets probably made a, you know, an iffy decision to get rid of him.
Yeah.
We know Rodgers is going somewhere and is going to be awesome because that's the Jets, and I really want him. And that's why you've heard him on this show recently do a complete 180 and say, I want Aaron Rodgers. Aaron's perfect. He even said earlier in the open he'd wait till July. But yesterday, I was listening to the Lugauer.
Uh-oh.
And he took it a step
where the
even
truth really comes out.
It came out hard. His premise was that Aaron Rodgers is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Mm.
Now, that is not something he ever thought the last 2 years, but he thinks it now. Now, I started thinking to myself, Tommy's not an idiot. Tommy's not someone just saying something for effect. He's got his reasons. And I know his reasons. He believes the Jet aura is so bleeped up that everything he's saying about Rodgers,
I can see,
he believes because he's a former Jet. So will he be a top 10 quarterback? Yes, because the Jets cut him. Will I wait till July for him as a Giant? Yes, because the Jets cut him. So Tommy actually completely agrees with Bob, our last caller, that the reason Aaron Rodgers is so perfect for the Giants has nothing to do with the tape, has nothing to do with the Giants situation. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with a simple fact. The Jets always screw up, and they screwed up by getting rid of him. How much have I nailed that, Tommy?
You nailed that absolutely perfectly and brilliantly. I actually did a little research myself before the Lugauer, and today, Aaron Rodgers threw 28 touchdown passes.
Don't do the Josh Allen thing. Don't do that.
Josh Allen threw 20.
No, don't do that.
Hold on.
Okay. Tommy, you don't have to give us stats. We know why you feel that way.
Josh won the MVP, though.
But Aaron Rodgers was top 8 in passing yards, top 8 or top 10 in passing yards, and top 10 in touchdowns.
You know what my issue with you right now is? I respect your opinion that the anti-Jet mastique is going to cause him to be great with the Giants. I respect that. What I don't respect is you spouting out stats from this crappy season that you watched with us. You ripped him with us during the season. You yelled at me whenever I said he did a good job. You cannot, you are disbarred from using any stat from this year to make your point. Here's your point, I'll make it for you. The Jets are a trailer trash crap organization.
Train wreck.
Train wreck, I'm sorry. And wherever he goes, things will be great. That's your argument. Don't give me Josh Allen stats from 2024. That's fraudulent.
If you look at all the quarterbacks that put up similar stats to Aaron Rodgers, they were on playoff teams.
Sean, punch him.
Aaron Rodgers gave you playoff stat quarterback numbers.
Sean,
the Jets,
Tommy,
who show tackling videos in week 12 and are a dysfunctional franchise, couldn't translate those stats into wins.
Sean, take care of this for me.
Tommy.
Yeah. I have the numbers right in front of me.
The ratings for the Lugauer are good. If we've learned anything, stats don't tell the whole story. All right?
They're through the roof. I'm the best in history.
It's not about stats. We watch the game.
Yes.
That's it. Bottom line.
Thank you, Sean. See, this is where we can all come together.
Huh.
Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good show. Listen, a couple of things. I know you guys don't oftentimes talk hockey, but that Ranger thing last night was really how coaches get fired. It was just unwatchable. And the answer is just to blow it up, get young legs in there. I mean, it's just...
You're still right there. A week ago, you thought they were a playoff team.
But we talked about the percentages yesterday.
No, I, Yeah, there's no way. I mean, you know, they got a couple of games. They're not in a good spot.
No, I think you guys are a bunch of fraudulent suckers, but my point is, I don't know if firing the coach with 13 games left in the season is the answer. But with that said,
I don't think that's the solution. I just think that game, you got guys literally. It was clear that there was just the effort was just lacking. It was horrendous.
I mean, the fact that the Islanders are about to jump you in the standings and they sold off Brock a couple of weeks ago and they got a big road win in Pittsburgh while you guys are basically no-showing the garden against the mediocre Flames team, I would agree. I think that was an all-time pathetic moment. Were you embarrassed last night as a Ranger fan, Sean?
Yeah, it's over. That was nail in the coffin time last night. Well, I don't care if they're 1 point out. There's games in hand that other teams have. They're going to give that kind of effort with 13 games left, knowing they need every single point. That was dead in the water, and the coaches fired this offseason.
Now, Tiki made this point before about the percentages. We mentioned this last night. A Ranger victory would have increased their playoff chances at about 56%.
Yep.
And a loss would have dropped it to about 36%. So they're a little under 50-50 now after that brutal loss to Calgary. It sucks.
It does. What do you gonna do? Plenty of time for Yankee baseball.
I got a lot of pride in the Islanders finishing ahead of the Rangers. Like, that will be, even if they miss the play. Yes. Because they traded Brock Nelson. They were giving up on the season.
What are they?
And
2 points? Yeah, 2 points.
They're not only just 2 points behind. They got two games in hand.
Yeah.
And they play each other late April at UBS. We going to that game, Sean?
Well, let's go.
No matter what.
No matter what, I'm
no
in.
No matter what.
No matter what, I'm in.
Did you hear him say no matter
what,
team?
No matter what, that he's in.
Yep.
Good.
I'm in.
Good.
Just
want to make sure.
By the way.
What?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, don't do this.
Had more touchdown passes thrown than Mahomes and Daniels.
Don't do this.
Jordan Love as well.
Don't do this.
So you're proving a point. Stats are irrelevant.
These are all playoff quarterbacks. No, the Jets are a mess and a dumpster fire and could not turn those 28 touchdown passes into wins. We all believe in Brian Daboll, right? Hey, I might not, but you guys do. So why can't Daboll turn 28 touchdown passes and 4,000 yards into a playoff team?
Let's go to Mike in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Mike?
Josh Allen had 12 rushing touchdowns last year. How many did Aaron Rodgers have?
He leaves that out to make his dopey point.
Yeah. Another thing on Aaron Rodgers. I don't think the Maras want Aaron Rodgers coming in, going on the Pat McAfee show, doing weed handshakes with their star wide receivers and quarterbacks. In my opinion, I think the Giants got to go they should try and get Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, draft a quarterback, and cut Danny DeVito. This is ridiculous. This guy's
still around. Why is Danny DeVito still there? He's an actor. He's like 5'2" and he weighs 190. How is he a quarterback on this?
Hello, I'm Mirage. Oh, I've been working nights.
Obviously, he meant Tommy DeVito.
Tommy's out here grinding. See him on the gram down at some camp in Florida.
Yeah.
Throwing to DeAndre Hopkins and whatnot.
Good for him.
Hanging out with the good peeps. Geno Smith is down there.
Seat caucus.
DeVito throwing a Hopkins sounds like a UFL game.
Hey, good for him, because even if he's not in the Giants' plans for 2025, you never know when the opportunity is going to come again.
No doubt.
He's had two opportunities now. Unfortunately, he hasn't taken full advantage of it, but you got to keep grinding. I think Winston and Wilson is a little bit too redundant. Mm-hmm. I think you need one veteran quarterback, and then what you have to decide on, and of course, this is the next big discussion here, which young quarterback are you drafting? Is it trading up for Cam Ward? Is Shador dropping to 3? Is it someone in the second or third round? Is it Jackson Dart? Is it Kyle McCord of Syracuse? Is it? Who is it?
Right. McCord's more of a project. He's getting or gaining, I think, a little bit of interest in the scouting world because of a couple of tests. Like not the Wonderlic, because I don't think they do that anymore, but that AIQ test. He apparently aced it. He's working with Jordan Palmer. Carlson Palmer's brother has become one of the great, you know, quarterback coach developers and out of college. And so he's going to take some time. I think he'll probably be at best a late second round pick, but he's a project. The Giants can't afford that kind of project.
They can only afford that kind of project is if they're bringing in a veteran who they expect to play all of next season. Yes. Rodgers and Wilson fit that better than anybody else, in my opinion.
Right, but at this point, if this is going to be distractionary like this and annoying to us as fans, but more importantly, annoying to the Giants organization who are trying to make decisions, you're better off just drafting Shador Sanders if he falls to you at 3.
Sure.
I mean, and that's not ideal because who knows if it fully translates. Like, he's got the accuracy. He's got all the statistics that we talk about from college. There's question marks like with all of these guys. But, I mean, it's better to have some certainty than have, well, what if for a month. That's just, you can't do that.
Well, no one knows the Giants better than you, Teak. When we come back, how patient will this organization be waiting on Aaron Rodgers? We'll get the answer plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. I'm not sure how you consume our show, but let me give you a little heads up on tomorrow. If you listen on the Odyssey app, it'll be very simple. We're on the Odyssey app. If you listen on FM, very simple, we're on FM, but we will be airing a couple of the early sessions of the NCAA tournament on the AM side. So you get the college basketball on the 660. If you want to hear us, you tune in to 101.9 FM, and here we will be. By the way, your updated postseason odds in the NHL. The New York Rangers have a 35% chance of making the playoffs. The Islanders are at 27%. But here's the good news, Steve. Of all the teams battling for the last wild card spot in the Eastern Conference.
This is based on like strength of schedule and everything?
I think it's based on everything. Strength of schedule.
Tie breaks, all that.
Yeah, like where you are in the standings, games left, tie break, everything. The Rangers have the highest percentage of any of the teams battling for that last wild card spot.
All right.
So while 35% may not sound great, it's higher than Montreal at 31%, and it's higher than my team at 27%. So why are you so down there, Sean? You're in great shape.
It's the effort. It's a disgusting effort after what you built up versus Columbus and flew around versus Edmonton. It's just the lack of being able to put together consistency at all.
Are you mad?
I'm very mad.
Are you sad?
I'm sad.
Are you angry?
I'm disappointed. You know what?
Don't take that word.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Good. I love seeing you disappointed. Tiki.
Yes.
Knowing the New York Football Giants,
yes.
How long will they wait on Aaron Rodgers?
I know they're frustrated, just because we all are, with the drama surrounding this. And it's not even real drama yet. Think about it. There's nothing that's being said. There's nothing being contentious. There's nothing. But it feels dramatic. And I think it's wearing thin. So I'm going to say maybe another week.
Another week.
Another week. And then you're going to get what you got from the Minnesota Vikings. Probably less than that.
Well, they can end it by literally signing somebody. They can end it by calling up Russell Wilson and agreeing on a contract.
And then that also, again, unless Russell gets some guarantees that make it, you know, hard for them to cut him, I think anybody other than Russell Wilson, if they sign a veteran, they can just release it at any point. Russell Wilson's probably going to require some guarantees, and that makes him uncuttable in a sense, kind of like Drew Locke last year, or that two-year deal that they did with him. So you couldn't cut him this year. But I think that I give it a week.
Let's go to Bruce in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. What's up, Bruce?
Well, I'm glad I got 3 minutes.
We'll see.
How you guys doing today?
We'll see if you got 3 minutes. Maybe it'll be 2 minutes. Maybe it'll be 9 minutes. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how you do.
Got a few quickies for you. Hopefully you can get them all out.
We'll see.
Number one. Who cares? Aaron Rodgers, the Giants are going to stink no matter who they get. Why bother? That's number one. Number two, why are NFL owners paying bums all this money? Cut them loose. Dak Prescott, you got a raise? You stink. Goodbye. Trevor Lawrence, you got a raise?
Also got a raise.
Goodbye. Why the owners insist on giving guys money that haven't won anything? And my last point, hopefully I can get across, is I've been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan since 1972, okay? I do not understand for life me what the hell they are doing, why they let Fields go.
Right.
They must have something up their sleeve. They're going to make a trade to get a QB somewhere. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. He can barely walk. At least Russell Wilson can walk 10 feet.
I mean, that one was a little bit confusing, the Justin Fields one. Because, I know they were waiting for a better option. But you could get him for relatively inexpensively, especially if he was familiarity with the system and he wanted to be there. Justin Fields wanted to be there. Now, that being said, Justin Fields might have said, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, there were reports that the Steelers were just unwilling to match what the Jets offered.
Yeah. And that's why the Jets priced it the way that they did and structured it the way that they did.
Right.
Because it's a little bit of an odd structure. It looks worse is the wrong word, but I'll use it. It looks worse than it actually is.
Right.
If he doesn't pan out.
Correct. Pittsburgh apparently did not extend guaranteed money into the second season, which the Jets have, even if it's not a huge number. So sometimes it's just about money. And here's what I would ask to any Steeler fan or anyone who thinks the Steelers wanted Justin Fields back so badly, which clearly they didn't. They benched him last year.
Right.
He was on the roster. He was here. They were winning games, and they, on their own, decided to bench him for Russell Wilson, which is why I always thought it was weird to think he was going to go back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Not only because he would probably say, do I want to go back there? They benched me. But B, how much do they really love him considering they benched him last year?
I think one of the interesting things about this with Justin Fields is that when I think about what he does and what Arthur Smith previously wanted to do, it's a little bit different in Pittsburgh, but it was similar with Justin Fields when he was playing for those, six games or whatever it was. It fits what Arthur Smith wants to do, but I don't know why they moved on so quickly. I think maybe there was something behind the scenes that we didn't see. You know what I mean? That whether it was, I don't want to disparage the kid, but we don't know.
Or maybe they guaranteed Russell Wilson the job.
Possibly.
That could be it too.
It could be as simple as that.
Yeah.
But when Justin Fields signed with Pittsburgh and Arthur Smith became their offensive coordinator, I said, this actually might work.
Right.
In my mind, because knowing what he wanted to do in Atlanta, it felt right in line with what they wanted to do as the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. And the fact that it didn't work out, it's puzzling.
Mm.
I mean, I'm sure at some point he'll be asked about it. I doubt he'll answer it. Justin Fields, meaning with the New York media, I doubt he'll answer it, but it was a little bit surprising that that ended that quickly.
Let's go to Joey in Poughkeepsie. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Evan Tiki, I got a question, right? Do we trust Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with the draft pick? Because if the Giants aren't good next year, they're not going to be here, and then we're in the same situation with the Daniel Jones and the Gettleman pick.
The reason I wouldn't not trust them, can I use a double negative in this regard? They haven't done anything at the quarterback position that makes me not trust them. Like, right. Think about it. They didn't draft anyone
well,
yet.
Well, the only
they
thing
haven't added anybody
right, the
yet.
Only thing they did was the Daniel Jones miscalculation to give him that 4-year deal, two of which was guaranteed. That was the only bad thing they've done at quarterback. I guess the Drew Lock thing as well, but
it's a different level of screw up. It's a backup quarterback.
And what else were you doing?
Right.
I mean, they had no money. It was the only thing they could do.
But he's specifically saying, drafting a young quarterback, do I trust them? My answer would be, they haven't broken my trust yet.
Yeah.
It's not like this is Joe Douglas, where he brought in this quarterback, he sucked. Now I'm bringing this quarterback, he sucks. They inherited Daniel Jones, and I agree with you, they made the mistake on not tagging him or allowing him to go to free agency 2 years ago, but they haven't drafted a quarterback and failed with someone yet.
I would guess that we have to assign some credit to Joe Shane and Josh Allen. Now, it wasn't obviously fully him. It was Brandon Bean up there in Buffalo when they drafted him. But I guess you kind of say he's associated with Josh Allen, but there is no example. There's no precedent.
That's why I'm not super positive, but I can't be ultra negative and say I can't trust them.
Who do they draft?
They haven't drafted a quarterback yet.
Didn't they draft
a quarterback?
Late round?
No.
Signed DeVito.
Signed DeVito.
No, they have not drafted a quarterback. I'm telling you right now.
What am I, a mirage?
They have not. That's why I can't say I don't trust them. You're listening to WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Lee is in Deer Park. What's up, Lee?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. I just wanted to comment really quick. I want to preface this by saying I'm a Jets fan. Two quick things. First off, watching this happen from the outside looking in, so to speak, as I guess a IBO, this is hilarious to me. This is absolutely hilarious to me. Watching the Giants fans go through what Jets fans went through for the last couple of years is hilarious.
By the way, Lee, that's why I was done with it last Friday. It was just I don't want to deal with it anymore.
I know. It was brilliant when you said that because by the way, there was no hiding the frustration in your voice. Like you were not. Your poker face was not good that day.
Right,
you were clearly irritated.
I see it.
But
we just saw
Evan.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago, you asked a question. The Jets had just released Aaron Rodgers, and you said, I want to have Muji and Aaron Glenn sit there, and I want to ask them honestly why they cut him. I want to know the real reason why they did. You remember that whole discussion you had?
Yes.
I couldn't get through that day, but here's the deal. In order for them to be honest, they would probably have to say negative things about him. So they're never going to do that. But I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to answer that question for you. As if I am Aaron Glenn and Muji, okay? Is that okay?
Yes. Nice.
And here's the answer.
Yes.
The reason they cut him is because he was 41 years old. He was a declining player. And he had the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter a dozen times last year and came up short and then went to the podium and he blamed Mike Williams and he blamed the offensive line and he blamed the coaches and he was always pointing fingers and never pointing thumbs. And it was always Aaron above the team. And they did not want that in the locker room. And they did not cut Aaron Rodgers the player. They cut Aaron Rodgers the person. And right now the Giants are seeing exactly the reason why they got rid of him, because it is Aaron Rodgers before the team. He does not care about the Giants.
Lee, well said. And I understand that Darren Mugey and Aaron Glenn are not going to be as brutally honest as you are, if that's their reason, by the way. I don't know if it's their reason. That's Lee's reason, which I respect. But I wanted closure to know why they moved on from him. And sometimes truths are uncomfortable. Now, I respect you, T, because the frustration's there. You're done with this.
Yeah.
Even Sean, I think you did this in a text message, but I will certainly give you the opportunity to do it live on the radio. When I sent you the tweet from Adam Schefter that basically said, hey, he is no rush. He'll sign when he signs. What was the three-letter word you used to describe Aaron Rodgers?
Pig. He's being a pig.
He's
gobbling it all up, all the attention. He is at the trough with attention. He's a pig.
He's a pig. So you're completely done with him.
Yeah. Again, I feel like this organization has told the world they need a veteran and a rookie quarterback, and they're being told in the most polite way possible, I don't want you unless it's my last resort. So why play that game with him?
If in 5 minutes the glass breaks and Aaron Rodgers has picked the New York Football Giants, what will your opinion be?
Let's go Giants. I mean, my opinion will be I have to grin and bear
your teeth.
Grit my teeth and bear it. Look,
right.
I think that these other options are worse players, but I want a guy who wants to be here. And if he doesn't want to be here, then I'm not going to be happy about it. But I got to root for the
Sean.
The
what
team.
You just said is the biggest issue. Everybody else they sign is going to be a worse player.
That's the problem.
That is the biggest problem. Nobody else behind. Or that's left in free agency, that you can say the Giants signed this guy and they're going to be better at quarterback than with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
You just can't say that.
Luke is in Farmingdale. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, we can sum it up very easily. Aaron Rodgers is Regina George from Mean Girls. If people stopped caring about him, it wouldn't be a big deal. He sucked for 2 years, and if you think you're going to take him from a Super Bowl roster to the awful Giants and get something out of him, you're smoking something. And I want to say one more thing, that Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll were out there, and nobody, said they let those two guys walk, keep these two clans in charge. John Mara deserves everything he gets. Take care, guys.
Well, they wanted to run it back with these guys. I mean, there was no one to reach out to because they really wanted to run it back.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason they ran it back, a big part, and honestly, I don't have to say I think, I know, because I listened to what the owner said at the end of the season. Part of the reason they ran it back was because they fired Ben McAdoo after less than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fired Pat Shurmur after 2 years. Because they fired Joe Judge after 2 years. I mean, we've heard it said.
Yep.
How many times in a row can we fire head coaches and GMs that quickly?
And also, is the organization in that much a better place if they hire a 73-year-old head coach who desperately trades for Geno Smith because he wants to win in that
I don't season? Think those guys are the best examples. I think that questioning why they came back is fair. I questioned it too. But I wouldn't question it based on the availability of Pete Carroll or Bill Belichick.
Right, I agree.
I would agree with you on. Let's go. Yeah.
I was just thinking of Bill Belichick. I'll save my comment.
What are you thinking about? You thinking about him doing yoga on the beach with his 25-year-old girlfriend? Is that what you're thinking about?
Aerial yoga. That was fantastic.
Can you imagine that here in New York? Like, Bill took the Giant job. He's running the Giants. And every week on the front and back pages is Bill Belichick doing weird, crazy, fun things with his girlfriend.
We're not acknowledging that was Photoshopped, yeah?
Oh, that was Photoshopped?
A man that age is putting a woman up in the air straight with the legs, no shot. And keeping that balance, there's no way.
Well, hold on. I want to clarify
all
before
he's
we continue.
He's laying down with his legs up.
Are you saying it is known that it's Photoshopped, or are you saying this is my opinion that it's Photoshopped?
Did
I miss something?
It's my opinion, but I would assume that's most people's opinion, isn't it? Why would you think a man that old can do that to
a woman? Took it as face value that he's able to do that.
No way.
I don't think age has anything to do with strength. I'm sure
Arnold
Schwarzenegger could do this.
Jordan.
That's fine.
Hudson.
Jordan.
Are you going to analyze the picture now,
I think there's video.
with your legs to hold the strap. Now, unless it was real quick and she fell off and you got the perfect shot.
Exactly.
There's no way he balanced her off
you,
that
you know
long.
What bothers me about you right now?
What?
When you first said that, it was almost like, come on, guys. I've been on vacation for 4 days and you didn't know it was Photoshopped?
No.
Almost like that's a proven thing.
He's
if
70...
that's your opinion, then it's fine. But you're acting like it's all known it's Photoshopped.
He's 72 years old. We've seen what he looks like. Yeah. You think he's putting her up in the air and holding her up there with the palms of his feet?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Come on.
I believe I'm not a very strong guy, but I got strong legs. I think I could do it. I think I could do that to you. You want to go do that in the newsroom next commercial break?
I beg of you to try to do that.
Okay.
You won't get me an inch off the ground.
Okay. Next commercial break.
Okay.
We will get someone around here to film this so we can have it live, and I will try to yoga lift you with my legs, and I'll be able to do it.
Evan, okay.
When are you going back on vacation, just FYI?
Me?
Well, you're going away tomorrow, so you don't have to worry about
it. It's called acro yoga.
Yes. Acro yoga.
Yes.
Do you think I can do it?
Probably.
It's not that difficult, bro.
As long as you're not bending your knee, you have to keep your legs, your knees tight.
I'm going to analyze the picture. Don't worry. I'm going to really study it to make sure I can do this. I don't think it's that difficult. So if I can do it to you, then trust me, Bill can do it to Jordan. Jordan weighs a lot less than you,
Sean. With all due respect, elderly. He
okay.
cannot do that. Well, that is a Photoshop. But
technically, you're not elder until you're 81.
Is that true?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a technical term to it.
I'm calling it American elderly.
But even if he is American elder,
he's not only 72.
He's also in better...
He's spry. He's good shape.
He's in better shape than me. So if I can do it, especially on a lord ass like you, that proves... Yeah, that was harsh. If I can do it on someone as, you know, hefty. Muscular and hefty as you...
Thank you, Tiki. That's the best way to call him hefty.
Then I think Bill can do it. Let's go to Hunter in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Hunter?
What's going on, boys? Two quick points. The first one, super quick. As a Jets fan, I'd like to formally welcome Giants fans to quarterback carousel hell. Enjoy it. We've been here for a while.
Yes, it's a fun place, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fun. The rides are cheap. The next thing is, you know, we're talking about Kirk Cousins going for potentially a third-round pick. I don't see why Shane and Daboll don't pull the trigger on that. There is not a single third-round pick available to them that if they don't win this season, they're going to be able to see for their full potential. So forget the pick, trade for Cousins. He's the best option available statistically because you're not going to have a job next year if you don't.
Well,
thanks, guys.
I'll counter that with two things. Number one, I guess you're right in terms of if you're not caring about the future, Shane and Daboll should trade next year's first round pick. I mean, why would they care then based on the logic of their coaching or GMing for their jobs?
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully GMs don't act that way, which puts the organization in a terrible spot.
Right.
Number two, you may need that pick. And I'm surprised Sean didn't pick up on this in the opening hour when we discussed this. The Giants may want to trade up. And I'm not talking about from 3-1. I'm talking about in the second round. I'm talking about other opportunities for them to move up. So to take a valuable asset and move it away.
That's the other thing.
It's just, it doesn't make sense.
You don't think the Giants have had conversations with the Titans already on what they think it would cost?
I'm not just talking about the Titans. I'm talking about in other areas. What if they jump back into the first round, let's say late first round, because
right.
You don't think that makes sense?
I think that the Giants would not do that with Kirk Cousins if they haven't already explored what they think they will need in those
spots.
And
you would give up a third round pick for Kirk Cousins?
I would give up the second third round pick for Kirk Cousins, the one that compensates.
The same Kirk Cousins that you were quoted as saying, hey, if you want to win between 6 and 8 games every year, Kirk Cousins is your man?
Guess
that
what?
Kirk Cousins?
Guess what I'm looking for.
Or
the
guy
to
who
do.
Writes another monster game for Kirk Cousins in a big spot, eye roll emoji.
Evan.
Or Kirk Cousins still can't beat good teams.
I'm going to consistently go back to what I've said over and over again. Aaron Rodgers is so much better than everybody available. Number two, I'm looking for a guy to stabilize the team and win 6 to 8 years and buy the staff another year and groom a rookie. So, yes. I literally said the win total. I'm looking for it at Kirk Cousins.
6 to 8 wins is what you're looking for?
I don't have a balloon head. Yes, the team sucked. They need to take that next step before the next step.
But why would they trade a third round pick for a guy like
the late third round pick is almost a fourth round pick.
I disagreed about Stafford, but I respected it.
Yeah.
Stafford's a winner. He's won a Super Bowl. Totally get it. And I didn't want to do that for him. You want to do it for the land of mediocrity and Kirk Cousins, who even if he was genuinely hurt last year, let's take it at face value, Teak.
Well, he was coming off of an injury.
He was coming off of injury, and he claims he was hurt.
Then he got hurt with his shoulder later.
But he's older, and now I would classify him as injury prone.
You want to give up a third-round pick so you can win seven games with that?
Listen, if that means...
What happened to you?
No, if that means I avoid signing Jameis Winston just to have a tackle taken with that pick that's off the team in 4 years and does nothing like Matt Parrott, then yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.